Just like actors show off their skill in the audition room, other artists and creatives have their own ways of showcasing talents to prospective theaters, directors, or employers. And these interviews can be just as anxious and nerve-wracking as what we actors face, especially if you aren't as prepared as you could be. Adam Stocker is a Broadway costumer and returns for this bonus episode to share a story from his junior year in college. He recounts an interview he had for what would have been his first internship. However, from the moment the phone interview began, Adam was caught off guard and just trying to keep up. Welcome back to Why I'll Never Make It and this special episode, which is very different from the usual audition stories that are normally reserved for monthly supporters of this podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Oliver Jones, and I wanted to offer this conversation with Adam to all listeners like you as an invitation to subscribe to bonus content. With your subscription, you'll also be helping this podcast continue to produce important and insightful interviews with a range of creative artists and actors. So go to whyillnevermakeit.com and become a supporter of Win Me today. You'll have my utmost appreciation and a lot of bonus episodes to listen to.
So I was anticipating a phone call from Santa Fe Opera, and my first mistake was not paying attention to time zones. And at the time I was in Michigan and they were in Santa Fe calling me, and I didn't pay attention in the email to the time zone in which the phone call would take place. So they called me in the middle of class. Luckily it was a theater class, so I was like, I'm hopping out for a minute. And I answered the phone and I was like, hello? And she was like, hi, it's Kim from Santa Fe Opera. And I was like, oh, I thought the meeting was at blah, blah, blah time. She was like, and that is the time here. And I was like, oh my God. Okay. Of course, I can read and remember that. Obviously, I had to submit like resume and portfolio and stuff. So she's going over my resume and portfolio. And she asked me this question that I was so unprepared for. And who can ever prepare you for whatever questions come up in an interview? I think it's insane. But she picked out a costume and she was like, can you tell me about the process of making this costume?
And this was one of your own, or she just pulled out a random picture?
It was a costume that I had made. And I, oh my God. And I said, well, I cut the costume out. And then I sewed it together. And she...
That's all.
Right. That amount of silence on the phone. She was like, okay. And so what kind of machine did you use? And I was like, oh my God, I left out every detail that she had anticipated. Yep. Every detail. And I was like, I use this kind of machine and I stitched it this way, whatever. I used the word placket probably because that's... sounded professional at the time.
Sounds very important.
Sounds important. It's where you put all your buttons on your shirts. And of course, I did not get that job at Santa Fe. And she was nice enough on the phone. Of course, it was my junior year of college. So it was like going to be my first internship.
So whenever she made the phone call, did you just have to leave class and start doing the interview?
I just left.
So that's another reason why you weren't ready at all.
No.
Oh my God.
No, because... I did know how to read, I guess. Well, it's like you read the time and you're like, yeah, whatever time zone that is. It's my time zone.
Well, I can be honest with the email that I sent you about this interview.
Yes.
We're recording this on a Saturday, but mm-hmm. I wrote in Tuesday, June. I mean, the June part was right, but mm-hmm. Tuesday is not Saturday. So even though I know the days of the week, I can still write something that is completely wrong.
Yep. And I didn't correct you at all. Sounds great. I'll see you on Zoom.
And, oh my gosh.
And I was like, I guess we're just doing a Zoom interview. Okay, whatever.
Right. And so, I mean, the number of times that I've made a mistake in those emails, because obviously I'm meeting people for the first time or maybe they're friends of mine. It doesn't matter, but I always try to give them as much information. And sometimes I give either too much or not enough, or I make a typo mistake with the date. So these things happen. It's these little things.
Yeah, mistakes happen.
Now, you'd talked about handing over a portfolio or mm-hmm. submitting your portfolio mm-hmm. for this job. And is that work that you did while you were getting your BFA or what you were doing?
Yeah, at that time, my portfolio was just like stuff from my BFA.
And for you, since you're not a designer per se, then what does your portfolio look like?
It looks like pictures of the costume done in pretty lighting by the lighting designer during the show. And then it's the costume splayed open or really specific detail shots of like, this is a...
So like opening up this bodice or whatever you have and showing how the stitching was put together, how the panels were, whatever.
Yeah, I'll straight up turn it inside out, put it on the dress form like that and snap some detail shots. Right. And then people can see, oh, that's how you finished it. Oh, that's the seam you know how to do. Great technique.
You're trying to show off certain things, certain techniques with these pictures. Okay. Oh, that makes sense. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. It's a very different way to audition. Yeah. Quote-unquote, for a job.
Yep, my portfolio is like a printed out PowerPoint, essentially. It's like, here you go. There's a bunch of photos and that are grainy.
And so you continue to do that, like update your portfolio?
No, you've seen my website. I haven't updated it since 2017 or 18, probably.
You had an entire pandemic to fix
it. I know. Well, here's the thing. When the shows do not open, I cannot put it out in public.
This is true.
So everything I had made for basically the last year and a half, 2018, 2019, which inarguably was like the renaissance of my career up to this point. And I was just making amazing things for Broadway and off-Broadway and music artists like tours. I could never post any of them because they either didn't make it or they shut down.
Well, now once something shuts down, I would think that you could
post it. Well, if something shut down, I mean like,
But if it's on hold,
like,
then you have to
then
wait.
Then it's like, oh my God, I have this whole pandemic to do. A whole lot of nothing.
Well, just start
fine.
Just start cutting and stitching.
Start cutting, cut it out, sew it together.
Sew it together.
Done. Easy. Yes.
That's all you do.
That's all I do.
I think that's worth $18 an hour.
That is worth $18 an hour. You're right.
Oh, I love it. All right. Good. So you say short story, and then I get involved, and it's not so short anymore.
Yes, and I love witty banter.
Thanks for joining me and Adam for this bonus episode. Subscribe to Win Me at whyillnevermakeit.com and listen to more episodes on your favorite podcast app. I'm your host, Patrick Oliver Jones. Join me next week as we talk more about Why I'll Never Make It.